ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
7 Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Owners of Yellow, a frozen food delivery business that used to be known as Schwann's, are calling it quits in November, at least in Wisconsin. The Minnesota-based company officials told the Wisconsin Workforce Development all 8 of their locations will close in November. 79 people throughout the state, including 5 in Fond du Lac and 11 in Green Bay, will lose their jobs. The company blames problems with staffing and the food supply chain. The Oshkosh Common Council has cleared the way for an athletic field to be built at the current site of the closed and shuttered Merrill Middle School. Councilmember Joe Stevenson.
My ultimate goal was for this facility to be both a boon for the kids and for the neighborhood. We do need green space in the central city. I want to make sure and be very clear that this is going to be more of a public space.
The council voted 5-1 Tuesday to approve the zoning change. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do, and so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the 3rd seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the 4th Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Becky for joining us to talk about Oktoberfest in Appleton. Isn't that amazing? There are 200,000 people downtown on Saturday.
And 100
on Friday.
Some of the same people, but you're approaching NFL draft numbers.
Yeah.
You know, because Packer games, what, 82,000 or something?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they're very excited about it. They're not like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
And the weather's going to be perfect.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I've always regretted? That I didn't have a classic car to go to these car shows with and everything.
You know what?
What?
I bought one and then I didn't.
What kind though?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
Like a mafia car.
Okay.
Probably.
Lincoln Continental?
No. It was older than that. No. It was like those gangster cars. I just like the look of it.
Like the 30s, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I bought it from a guy, and then I took it to a friend of mine. He goes, there's a lot of putty in this. Don't do this. So I took it back to the guy, and it was nice of him to take it back. I'm with you on that. I would like something from the 30s.
Oh, okay.
I like
cars from Eddie. I love old cars. But I had my dream car of all time is a 1967 GTO.
Yeah, those are cool cars.
And I bought one time. And I was so excited, and I had these guys in Pulaski at Power Motorsports, I think it is. They were going to fix it up for me on kind of like a trade-off thing. And then they told me that the frame was shot. And it's like, once the frame is shot, it's like,
right,
that's big now. You know, you got to get frame off and whatever.
And you owned it? You bought it?
I owned it, but then I sold it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was my dream, was to get that fixed up. And I always still think of that. I wish I could have figured out a way to keep it and, you know, whatever. But 67 GTO is my all-time favorite car. What would yours be? If you folks, text me this one. Text us. What would be your dream car if you could have like a classic car type thing? Just for show, not to run to the store with whatever. Just for show and to be cool and do whatever. What would your car be? Yours be a 1930s something?
Like, well, no. Packard or? Yeah, I don't know.
Oldsmobile, they were big then, weren't they?
DeSoto's, yeah.
DeSoto's, yeah. Todd, what would yours be?
It's something I'm going to drive around. I would, you know, I'd get an old, I don't know, Rolls Royce or something.
Oh, my gosh. I want
Bentley.
Something
Bentley. That's what I want.
Holy
I want a Bentley. Sister to the Rolls.
Of course you do.
And here's me. I'm sitting here going, I want my grandpa's car. He had an old Rambler. That's what I want. I want a Bentley. I'll have a Rambler.
A Bentley? Who wants a Bentley? Nobody wants a Bentley.
Me.
That's ostentatious? Ostentatious. Ostentatious.
That's the name of his next dog.
No.
Sir Milton. Bentley.
Yeah, Bentley. Milton and Bentley. That's those cool names for dogs.
Yeah, Milton getting a Bentley. Yeah,
that would work. I like that. I like that a lot.
I think that would be cool because that's not that fancy. I mean, Rolls Royce is like the top of the. But I'll bet you there's got to be some Bentleys out there that you could pick up.
I can't think of one I ever saw around here.
No.
Got a text here, the yellow coupe from American Graffiti. That was cool. Those T-Birds were pretty cool back in the day, too. And they came back with those a few years ago. I'm not big into the remake of cars. Like, they came out with a new GTO a couple of years ago. Look, nothing just, like the old GTO. It's nothing. It just has the name. Yeah, just let that be.
Never go home.
No, you're exactly right. Let those just sort of live in their place in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
But cars, how many cars shows did that guy say they had in Northeast Wisconsin?
600 or something. It was like incredible. Oh, Lisa, Lady Lisa from the company, she says 1969 GTO, the Judge. That was the first year of the Judge. Oh, from the Goat to the Judge. Jeez. Yeah. Those had more of like the fastback. They're a little bit different. Yeah. All cool, Lisa.
But that car show that they have, you know, starting tomorrow, I mean, that's a draw. People love cars. NWTC has a car show. A lot of these church picnics have car shows.
Green Isle, that's one.
Those are awesome.
Terry says, my first car, 1968 Chevy Camaro. Missed that car. Yeah. Love those. Those are cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those were chick cars. I mean, by chick cars, I mean chicks they would like to go out with a guy who has a car like that.
Chick magnets.
Yes, they were. Camaros were. Yeah, they were.
But you got to admit, the guys who drove them were kind of cool too, right?
Well,
and you didn't have one, but.
I didn't have one.
Yeah, I know.
I never had a cool car in my life. In my entire life, I've never had a cool car. Isn't that something?
Really?
Yeah. Actually, you know what I bought one time?
Your brother owned a gas station. You never had a cool car?
Well, he gave me kind of his 67 GTO.
That's not bad.
No, but you know what?
The frame was no good.
You know what I have? It had a transmission problem. You know what I have to do a lot of times? Mm. I'd have to carry a pipe wrench. I carried a pipe wrench. You know what a pipe wrench is? A big pipe wrench.
Yeah.
And I'd have to carry that, and the linkage would lock. I'd have to crawl under the car and use that pipe wrench and pound the linkage for the transmission so it would unstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
honey, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, we are glad you are here. I know you got a little lost. Anyway, you're here. We're glad you're here.
Did the train? Is it the train
or the boat or both?
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't have a train to blame it on.
You don't have a train to blame it on.
We would have believed you.
100 things to do in Green Bay. Learn where the radio station is. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Is that going to be in your next book? 101 things to do? Learn where the radio station is?
Maybe. Okay. I'll do a second edition someday.
I like your phone holder. Fries before guys.
Thank you.
Sarah, okay. Before we get into the 100 things, and we read a little bit about the teaser on your book. Where'd you come up with this idea?
I am a travel writer, so I've lived in Green Bay since 2015. And I basically wanted to be an expert on Green Bay before I start promoting all the other areas.
Where are you from?
I'm from Upper Michigan.
Where?
I'm from near Ishpeming.
Where?
Champion.
What street? Where'd you go to school?
Let me tell you something about Champion. So when I went to the little Catholic school in Nagani St. Paul's, their biggest rivals was Champion. The Koski boys, remember Billy Koski? They owned Koski's Corners.
That's so funny.
Yes. You know that area?
Yes,
you
know I those know people? Bill.
You know Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Phenomenal basketball player. Phenomenal. They had battles against Dookie Jacobetti. And Rodney Gazzetti and all these guys from Nagani. They had battles that were unbelievable. And I remember one game, Dookie had like 46 points and Billy had like 40. What a rivalry St. Paul's and Champion used to have. It's a shame they closed down that school. They incorporated with Westwood then, right?
Yes, yeah. I went to Westwood.
You went to Westwood.
Yeah.
They played such tough sports in Champion. Wow.
Sarah wrote a book.
100 Things to Do in Champion, Michigan.
That would have been a tough one.
I got to say this, though. Does Billy run Koski Corners?
He doesn't. He retired.
Oh, that's the most expensive gas around. Isn't that, though? That's almost like the most expensive gas.
Maybe.
He married a girl from Nagani.
She's in retail. She's going to be nice to everybody.
Let me just finish this, then you can take over, Jim.
Okay.
He married a girl from Nagani. Did you know that?
I know her, but I didn't know that she went to Nagani.
She went to Nagani. So her mom was the librarian at her high school. But anyway, so get this. So a guy sent me a thing. Jim, you get a kick out of this. A guy sent me a Facebook thing. I grew up in Nagani.
Hanging on a cliff here.
It's called I Grew Up in Nagani, okay? And what they have in there is the video from the 1965 centennial. And they have a big thing in there on all the things with the candidates for the centennial queen. And she won. She was queen.
Oh my gosh, Billy's wife. I didn't know that.
Diane Collins. She was the queen. But it's really cool seeing these guys from Nagani that I knew when they were like 80 or whatever, seeing them when they were like in their 40s. Really cool watching that old film like that. But you know the number, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. We're talking marching bands. And they had, you remember the Ishpeming Blue Notes?
Oh, yeah. My sister was in Blue Notes.
Was she really? Yeah. But when they had this film of them, like, and you've never seen anything so precise in your life. You know, you can watch bands, and they're all cool, and they're good. But you, their uniforms were, like, immaculate, and everybody was in perfect step. That was a nationally known marching band, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they're really impressive.
Yeah.
Blue Notes?
Oh,
that's a cool name.
Amazing. Yeah. I don't think do they still exist?
They do. Their group is getting a little bit older, so they now have to, they aren't marching in parades, but they are on a trailer.
Oh, still, okay.
They're keeping it up.
Perfect. All right, Jim, take over.
This is interesting stuff, and Green Bay is Googled a lot, right? Everybody's interested in us.
Can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go? One more thing. So the lady we just had on, she's from Iron Mountain, Escanaba, and she runs the Chamber of Commerce of Fox Cities. And she said they're going to have as many people Saturday at their event than there are in the entire UP.
Oh my
God.
They're going to have 300,000 people. There's like 301 in the UP total. So, yeah, there's a couple people.
Okay, one last quick thing. So I'm putting his, like, he's never been to the UP. So I put his itinerary.
Well, that's not true. I've been to the UP. No, I haven't been there during leafing.
To fun. Yeah. So he's going leafing. Check out the colors. So I got him stopping at Marinette at Mickey Lou's. And then I got him going to, he's going to stay in Marquette at the Northland. Then he's going to Munising. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great itinerary.
Okay. So do I, but I love Green Bay. I was going through your list. You wrote the 100 things to do, and I don't know if I've done them all. And I just, because I haven't read your book, I have to do that. But some of the things the Press Gazette covered and some of the things that people have mentioned. Packers, obviously, is a big thing. And you kind of break that down a little bit, right? Packer game, Packer tailgate. Yep. That's a number of things. But you got over to Bay Beach, too.
Of course, yeah.
He basically
Zip and Pippin.
You know his history with the Zip and Pippin, right?
I don't think I do.
Yeah, she doesn't know. No, you have to tell her.
Jim, tell her you want to tell her. Tell her.
No,
he wouldn't have brought up Bay Beach if he didn't want to.
Exactly. No, I read that in your book. Yes, I was in government when we brought that ride from Memphis.
He's the reason why it's there.
You're
so.
The reason.
That's he is
awesome.
The reason.
Yeah, and when I tell people, usually students, college, running for mayor. Give me some advice on running for mayor. That's what I did here before this. I'm like, here's a piece of advice. Never build a roller coaster during an election year. That almost cost me my job. People didn't see it as a good investment. And it's been great for the city. And what are they ranked in order or just 100 things?
Thankfully, no, they're not ranked in order because that would have taken me years to write. And I would have just been sitting in a room by myself trying to fight with myself over which one went before the other. So thankfully, no.
Did you have 150 things and had to edit it down to 100?
So the book actually has 176 things in it because I got to add little notes and little lists in it. So there's like one brewery highlighted and then I list the rest of the breweries. Got it. I was really strategic of getting as many places in as I could. So there's a lot.
To ride the Zip and Pippin and then the other 22 rides out there, right? So that's. Do you have a favorite? And have you, let me ask you first, have you experienced everything on your list?
I have experienced most of the things, but like some of the things in there are like ice fishing or skiing, and I'm not a winter person, so I haven't done either of those. Been to the locations and researched them, but did not go ice fishing or skiing.
That surprises me because a lot of you.
Yeah. Especially being from the UP.
We hibernate.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
You do one of two things in the UP. You either embrace winter or you literally hibernate.
Yep.
Hibernate. Right? That's what I tell people. If they're moving to the UP, embrace a winter. Ski, cross-country ski, snowshoe, something.
Especially if you have kids. It's like, look, this is where we live. We got to get into it. We're going to learn to ice skate. We're going to toboggan. We're going to ski. Yeah.
Luge. There's a luge course right behind my house. There is. No lie. We're going to set a quick break. 100 things to do in Green Bay before you die. Sarah Connery, the author, joining us back after this.
Quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore. You know your love, keep on lifting me higher, higher and higher.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM.
Sharon Connery. 100 things to do in Green Bay before you die.
Oh, we got a text here. It says, over the weekend, I did the scandalous Minahan walking tour with author Linda Drews. That should be in the 100 things to do in Green Bay. Add it to the list.
I will. Yeah, okay. Second edition.
I was going to ask you, people have read your book, and they're like, oh, you forgot this. Are you hearing that? And what are the other things that you think, what do you think is the most popular? I mean, and let's take the Packers out because that is going to be the number one thing. But what's kind of the feedback you're hearing on the book?
I get a lot more feedback from press, and there aren't a ton that haven't been mentioned in the book, just because I did put as many in the lists as I could. Feedback has been pretty good. I think when I was writing it, I was a lot more in my head about what I was putting in there, because I wanted to make sure that everywhere was covered. But at some point I had to make that cut of what was 100. Right. So
when you say 100 things to do in Green Bay, what do you identify as Green Bay?
No, good point.
Also, great question.
I have my opinion, but go ahead. No, you're the guest.
I chose as many things within Green Bay, the city, as possible, and then I kind of expanded out. So there's some in Howard, some in De Pere, Ashwaubenon, Alloway.
Which all call themselves Green Bay.
He's not going to like this, sir.
Did you go out to Champion? Did you go to the Shrine? Did you go that far out?
That's in the book. Yep.
Well, that,
so there are some that are further out. There's a couple in Luxembourg.
Did you go up to Door County?
I didn't, because there's already a Door County book for 100 things. So that's covered.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The reason he doesn't like outlying communities sometimes is because he would be talking to somebody from those communities, and they'd say, hey, I voted for you. And he would know. No, they didn't.
Yeah. On the other side is we work pretty hard to recruit businesses here, and then they're like, they call me up, Mayor, come to Green Bay. It's like, that's awesome, and then... We're on Oneida Street, or we're on Velp, and it's like, that's not really Green Bay. But anyway, that's we're one happy community.
I have had a couple people, people just walking by, and they're like, looking at the book, and they're like, this is in De Pere. And I was like, yeah, but people coming to Green Bay don't necessarily know where Green Bay ends,
absolutely,
where De Pere starts.
That is really, really true.
I still don't know where Ashwaubenon starts. When they talk about where the stadium is, I literally don't know.
I talked to a reporter that lived here, and he thought he lived in Green Bay until he got his water bill. And which is quarterly. No, he's in Bellevue.
Okay.
Anyway, he goes, I never knew that. I'm telling everybody. But your address is Green Bay. And so I think, I'll give you you want to expand the municipality, right? Because it does go much further. What do you think is... You, as just someone who researched this, and how long did it take you to do this? A year or two?
So thankfully, I had a running list. I wrote the book within a 3-month period at the beginning of this year. So it was a very chaotic year for me. But thankfully, I had a list already, because I knew one day I wanted to write a Green Bay book. I just didn't really know when. It was kind of a back burner project. And I wrote the book through Reedy Press Publishing in St. Louis, Missouri. And so they were looking for an author to write this book on their series, because this series is other cities, other states. So they were looking specific for someone to write the Green Bay book.
Oh, that's
cool. Did they send you an email because of the NFL draft? Did they see that as an economic opportunity, or do you think it's just...
I don't think that they quite knew that that was going on, but that was my push to get the book published earlier.
Right.
So I had to put together a proposal and say,
you did it in 3 months. I give you credit. It takes me a couple of years to write my books. It really does. Writing isn't easy.
No.
It's not as easy as you think.
And then editing can take some time as well.
Yes. Yeah. It was a lot of back and forth.
Right. I have a daughter in that business, and some of you guys have big egos, and it's like, hey, no, you really got to do this. So I don't just met you today, but you don't seem like one of those.
What are some of the things in Green Bay that you discovered that you didn't know where it's like, oh.
There were a lot of things on the list. I shouldn't say a lot. There were like a handful of things that I hadn't done but had been on my list to do for a long time. So like going to the Hazelwood Historic House, I had never been there, but I've heard people talking about it.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I finally went there and I took a tour and it was fantastic.
That's like stepping back in time, isn't it?
Yeah.
The architecture in there is really cool.
Can someone do those 100 things? They're still around. They're still active. It's
yes.
So one could have a contest to say, if you accomplish the 100 things to do in Green Bay, we'll give you X.
Yeah, definitely.
I have to think about that. That
could, he's that could always be... trying to find a way to make money.
Well, that could be fun. I mean, he's that could really be fun. Have you had anyone that said I did all 100?
I've had a lot of friends say they want to do 100, no, and they're like taking notes.
I'm not doubt they want to do 100. Has anyone said to you, you know what, I went through your book, and when this just came out, what, a month ago?
Yep, July 1st.
Okay. So, and you know what, Sarah, I've done all 100. Has anyone said that to you yet?
Not a single person.
Wow.
The challenge is on.
Well, can you give us your top 10 off the top of your head?
Oh, gosh.
Because I've never done the Zip and Pippin, so okay, so I didn't.
Nor is he tailgating.
You haven't done the Zip and Pippin? That was my first roller coaster, was the Zip and Pippin.
Really?
You know what? Yeah.
I was surprised. That's a lot of people's first roller coaster. I thought everyone was on a roller coaster, and they're like, you know, I've never been on a roller coaster.
I've never been on one.
Anyway,
I was a chicken as a kid. I didn't go on any. I actually went on the Zip and Pippin when I was like 17.
Wow. All right, so
our good friend Kathy Larkin just walked by and waved.
Yes, I saw that. Tell us your favorites out of the 10.
Yeah, I will try. So the book is split into 5 different sections. So it's like food and drink, music and entertainment, shopping and fashion, culture and history, and then I'm missing one. Sports and recreation.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
I guess.
But I'll give you like one or two from each section.
Okay, go ahead.
So food and drink. That's hard, but I always say Al's Hamburgers because I think it's a classic spot in the city that everyone should go to.
We mentioned that this morning before you even came on.
Okay, I've done that one. Okay, yeah. One. You got 2 minutes. Keep them coming.
Okay. if you haven't been to Lock, Stock, and Bagel, definitely go there. Bagels are fantastic.
Yes.
They're fantastic.
Okay, next.
When did you go there?
Lock, Stock, and Bagel?
Yeah.
It's a personal favorite.
Yeah.
I go there often.
I just went by. don't forget. Like, go ahead.
He used to own a bagel shop.
Gee, used to be locked like a bagel.
Sorry.
Good. I'm glad they're on the list. I love that.
Yeah. Hotel Northland is in the history section. The Tarleton Theater is fantastic and beautiful. Both of them are turning 100 years old this
year.
That's
right.
You know that.
It's a big year for them.
And the WBAY building was built the same year.
Yep.
Jim told us that.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're having a big party at the Northland to celebrate.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead. So that's all right. Those are things I've done all of them so far, but go ahead.
Yeah. A Wonderland Vintage Market is great. It's off Belp. Haven't been to that one.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. You should go there. It's great.
Sounds cool. I like vintage stuff.
Yeah. Scray Cheese. You can watch cheese curds being made.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that I always tell the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know? Well, their parents, I tell them to go there.
They have ice cream too.
The National Railroad Museum.
Oh, yeah. Never absolutely.
Been. Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't know it's the only National Railroad Museum that's congressionally designated. It's a big deal.
I didn't know that.
People don't talk about it.
Wow.
And it's in the city of Green Bay. We lease that land.
So did you always want to move to Green Bay like when you were younger, or did it just happen?
My family came to Green Bay a lot. So yeah. I grew up on like a small farm. We came to Fleet Farm a lot.
Oh. You go through Fleet Farm on a Saturday, it's all Michigan.
What's
Fleet.
The most?
What? We got to go. We're out of time. All right. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for coming,
where can we find your book? Is it at Bosses?
It is at Barnes & Noble, on Amazon, at my website.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Village of Bellevue is making pedestrian and cycling safety a priority, so says Trustee Tom Murphy.
We do a lot of different community surveys. We updated our comprehensive plan the other year. You see that in the feedback all the time. Hey, it would be great if we'd have a sidewalk here. It'd be great if we had a beacon or a crosswalk over here. Again, it's like everything else. You got to balance the needs and the wants and what can we afford. And
Murphy says Bellevue has reconstructed several roads, added sidewalks along the way, and they've painted lines on the crosswalks to improve visibility. Oshkosh officials say they may know what's been causing that sour odor in the southern part of the city. Oshkosh Public Works Director James Rabe said one industry that he wouldn't name had recently changed one of its processes. They've agreed to stop that process to see if it's a contributing factor to the smell. Rabe says staff from several divisions and departments have been working for weeks to find a source of the stench. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Expect Sean Diddy Combs to be in the news for the next several months with most likely an escalation of disgust. The former music mogul is being sued for sexual assault by a victim who claims that Combs and his bodyguard sexually assaulted her at his home recording studio in New York City back in 2001. Talia Graves, who was dating an executive who worked for Combs, says she was brutally molested and has dealt with physical and emotional trauma ever since. Graves decided to pursue legal action after learning a video of the incident was circulated last fall. Jessica Biel is out on the show that she was the star of and executive producer on. Deadline reports that the actress left The Good Daughter, which was based on Karen Slaughter's novel of the same name. Slaughter is also an executive producer on the show and writing every episode. The search is underway for a female lead after Beale's exit. The show is set to stream on Peacock in March. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Summertime in September is going to continue right on through the rest of the week and the upcoming weekend. Today, sunny, 79 tonight, mostly clear, 52, near 80 tomorrow. And this trend will continue through the weekend with sunshine, upper 70s on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Sarah Connery, 100 Things to
Wasn't
Do
that fun?
In Green Bay Before You Die. Yeah. What would be a couple more of yours?
Oh, man. Botanical gardens, for sure. I just think one of the most beautiful places we have. You know, I think it's good to go shrine. We talked about the shrine at St. Norbert, too, St. Joseph's Shrine. I think that's pretty cool. I think the cathedral should be on the list.
You know, there's one on my walking route. St. Francis of Assisi has a shrine on the Fox River Trail.
Okay, they have a statue.
It's not his. Well, whatever.
Well, but it's not. He's not there. He's in Italy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So they honor him on the trail because of all
but
the animals.
But there's nobody buried in Champion, is there? At the thing?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
That's where that person's buried
The nun who saw.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Mary? Buried there?
She's buried there.
Oh. Yeah.
So if they had a shrine, for instance, to Jim Schmidt, you would have to be buried there? All right. I just wanted to check.
I know.
I told you we built a shrine to my dog, Jet.
Yes,
buried
you
him in the
did.
Garden.
And that's
same thing.
On the same, yeah,
same thing.
Close.
And we dug him up 2 years later.
But I'm interested to see who the first person is that accomplishes all 100 things in her book. I think that'll be fun. We'll get them
I'd
on
like
here.
I'd like to know 100 things to do in Oshkosh.
There you go. There's more than 100.
Ryan.
I agree.
How are you doing, buddy? Ryan Rasmussen, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry.
How are you guys?
We are good.
You still feeding your people?
We are still feeding people, yes. It's still extremely busy down here.
Isn't it amazing the need people have for food? A couple things. I mean, one is it's so expensive, and families to afford that. Boy, if you can help them, just even one meal a week is significant.
Ryan, I bought a block of cheddar cheese the other night. How much did that cost?
Ooh, probably a whole block. Ooh.
Well, it's like almost the size of an actual
brick.
Brick.
It's not the wheel.
Got it. You're probably in probably what, $7.50, $8? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. $18.
Oh, wow.
$18.
Yeah.
But Whoa.
Food is expensive. No, it's just regular cheddar. just regular cheddar. Because I'm on a protein diet, so I eat a lot of protein. That's all I eat now is protein, other than the Cerugi's candy I just had.
That is true. I'm on the same diet, but that's Rudy's candy. They open the box. It's not like she keeps the box closed on her desk. She opens it up.
Thanks a lot, Nikki.
And it's like, you know, take me. So, it's been tough.
But, Ryan, you guys do a great thing for the people a little bit disadvantaged in Oshkosh area. Talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we talked even the last time, you know, we truly believe in the dignity and respect of all of our guests. And so we set our pantry up just like a grocery store. Folks are able to shop the aisles just like they would anywhere else, which really separates us from a lot of other pantries rather than getting a preloaded box of food.
Yeah.
And we find that model is so popular because, you know, for a guest to be able to retain their dignity, even though they need a little help, right? But to retain that dignity and be able to have the power of choice is just so incredible. It's so impactful.
I think
that's
awesome.
Great. And you're right about that. They don't want to stand in a line. They don't want to have somebody give them. I mean, go through there, pick out the pizza you want, pick out the veggies. That's shopping. And I think parents should do that with their kids. I think it's kind of a almost family experience.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we like to talk about a lot, too, and so this is great, Mino, that we were just talking about the price of cheese at the grocery store.
Yeah.
We like to run some of these numbers from time to time. And, you know, right now we can say that we're offering families about $6,000 per person per family a year in grocery shopping.
Right.
And
that's
so
phenomenal.
When you think about trying to take that $6,000 to be able to do something else with it, you know, that's really the power of what we're trying to do. You know, use that money for other things. We'll try to take care of some of those food.
And, you know, like I said, I was at a grocery shop the other night, and it wasn't like I was, you know, feeding six kids. Right? It was $93 just for myself, just for basic food, nothing.
We talk about that a lot, and I went for two people, so I guess I did get a better deal because mine was like $136. And John, it's expensive. And, you know, we don't even have kids living at home anymore. Could John and I come to your store, or is there income levels? Is there geographical boundaries? How does the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry work?
Yeah. So that there's a big change that's happening for us right now. And so we're really excited about this. We just sent out the news release and we're just talking about this. Our pantry used to be, we used to have a service area. We would still accept anybody from anywhere and ensure that they got their emergency shop if they came outside of Southern Winnebago County. But in accordance with some of the TFAP changes, and TFAP is a government-based program. It's called the Emergency Food and Assistance Program. Think about government cheese from a long time ago.
I used to love that. My folks used to get that.
Just great
My Uncle Nacho.
Great packaging.
My Uncle Nacho actually used to get it for me because it made the greatest grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
That was mostly Velveeta, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Velveeta. It was good. Government cheese. I will take government cheese. Today, I will take government cheese today.
Yeah, well, it's so in think white of that box. Program.
Yeah,
and the way that the government has made it better since then is they've focused it more on local Wisconsin farms producers. So now it's more of a direct local produce, local milk, local canned goods that all go directly into pantries. And so the state has decided to do some changes in the way that they administer and how pantries will have folks come to their different locations. And so we used to have a service area, as I mentioned, Southern Winnebago County. And with the new change that's happened, the state is no longer requiring that guests were to show an ID, proof of who they are, or proof of their address, proof of service area, basically. And so pantries throughout Wisconsin are faced with, you know, some decisions on how they're going to run their pantry. And for us, it really boiled down to two ways. One could either separate people and food, which logistically for us is just not something that I have an interest in wanting to do and being able to tell some guests, hey, you can have access to all of these things and some other guests can't have access to these things because you're not showing IDs or proof of address, all that kind of fun stuff. We didn't feel like that was right for our pantry. And so we have decided to drop our service area completely, meaning technically anybody from the entire state of Wisconsin is going to be able to come to our pantry to receive the necessary foods that they want or need. I think, don't quote me, but I think we'll be the first pantry in the state to do this. So this is really exciting for us. What does that really mean? Do we really think that folks from La Crosse and Wausau and Chippewa Falls are all going to come to our pantry? Probably not. No. But geographically, we'll be able to expand ourselves to Fond du Lac, Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, Green Bay. So being able to open our community up a little bit more.
Ryan, where do you get your food from?
Wow, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
There's a need out there.
I mean, how do you supply this?
We work very hard. So there's three ways that we get food. The first is with a fabulous partnership through Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. I would say they probably provide us with about 70-75% of our overall food that comes in. And that group is really great because they can go after some of those large corporations or large food industry companies. They can go after the large grocery chains, the Walmarts, the Sam's Clubs, the Costco's, you know, the folks that probably wouldn't answer the phone if I were to call, but if they do, maybe they would.
What do stores like that do? Jim and I were just talking about that the other day. What do stores do when it's 10 o'clock at night or whatever, and the place is going to close? What do they do with like food in the deli that didn't sell?
Yeah, a lot of times it actually gets set aside and Feeding America or us will go and actually pick it up next day. So we have a program called Direct Connect where we'll be out into the community every single day picking up from a variety of different grocery store chains throughout the valley and collecting a lot of those leftover items so they don't go to waste.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Do they donate or do you pay? Do you buy that? Tell me, you give it away. Yeah. You don't charge your customers, right?
Oh, $0. Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And so for us, everything that we receive is via donation as well. Wow. Feeding America does have a program where you can purchase.
And Feeding America, if I just jump right, Feeding America is the group that got that big award that you were at, Jim.
Yes. CELCOM, I work at a homeless shelter, and the proceeds from this year's race were split between Feeding America and the new community shelter. And I think it's public now. We each got $53,000.
That's wonderful.
That was awesome.
But yeah, Feeding America, they used to come to our Veterans Village in Appleton.
Yeah.
And they'd bring groceries for the guys there, and they were outstanding. Great organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So between Feeding America, TFAP, which is that government-based program, that's a monthly commodity that comes into us straight from the federal government. They also have a variety of other programs that we apply for to get fresh produce, to get fresh milk, all that kind of fun stuff.
If you guys didn't provide this rent, would some of those families go hungry?
I would say probably yes. There are a lot of folks that are struggling, not only in this community, but all of our surrounding communities. And I think when folks are facing food insecurity, they have to make a choice. And in my opinion, the worst choice that they can do is put their health as a backseat and not be able to supply themselves with the food that they need,
right,
in order to be able to take care of other things that are happening. And so for us, that's just that's the bread and butter, no pun intended.
I'm going to say this, Ryan, you correct me if I'm wrong here, but you know, sometimes you might get the image in your mind of who needs, you know, free food or whatever. And you got this certain whatever. It's different these days than you might think, isn't it? I mean, these are people that, you know, probably educated, had a good job, or there was health issues.
They still have a job.
But, you know, insurance, different. I mean, you'd be shocked at sometimes, wouldn't you, Ryan, who needs 100%, help?
100%, 100%. We are all one major thing away in life from being food insecure.
Yep.
One decision, and we're food insecure. You know, think about the person that has to have some sort of medical procedure, and maybe they don't have great insurance.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they're stuck in a situation where they've got to pay bills. And so, yeah, any of us.
And I say when I was in real estate, and Jim too, and you go to these foreclosed houses, they're these really nice houses, and you realize these were, you know, fine, everything was great,
yeah,
but their insurance had bad insurance, and the guy's wife lost her job or something, and maybe he was, this happened a couple of times where a guy was self-employed on his wife's insurance, something catastrophic happens, she loses her job. I mean, you're right. It's a slippery. Jim always says this worker. You're not so far from being homeless in this world. Exactly. Closer than they think. And you guys deal with that every day, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we see new faces every day. I mean, we're still averaging anywhere from 75 to 90 new families a month that are coming in. And so it's pretty incredible. But for us, it's good because we get to have conversations with these folks as they're coming in and really kind of break down the barriers, that folks would generally see either in food pantries or maybe perceptions about what a food pantry is. And we want to break all those stereotypes because that's just not who we are. That's not what we want to try to do.
So tell me, you're on here to obviously talk about your industry, but tell me one more time about these changes. These are positive changes, right, for the consumer?
Yeah.
Nothing to be worried about?
No. So I think there is some fear out there, right? With any change, there's folks that are fearsome that, you know, who's going to be coming from where? How are we going to make sure we have enough food? All that kind of stuff. I don't share that fear right now. I'm always the eternal optimist. I would much rather open our borders and figure out how to find more food because I think the food's there. We just have to go find it and get it. I think the changes overall are great. You know, from the state's perspective, they want to create a barrier-free opportunity throughout all of Wisconsin. For folks to be able to use pantry services. We were already adopting much of this at our pantry already. So this change really just is on paper for us. But what I think is great is for the folks that don't have documents that can't supply, or let's think about folks that want to truly remain anonymous. Maybe there's somebody who's in a domestic abuse situation who feels uncomfortable sharing information. Currently, right now, they wouldn't be able to receive access if they need it. And so this opens the door for some of those folks to make sure that they have what they need. We also talk a lot about, we don't always live and work in the same community, right? And so, especially with some of our hours of operation, you know, if there are folks that are working in Appleton and they can't come and be to my pantry before 6 o'clock on a Monday night because they're working, you know, their opportunity to be able to receive food may not be great. So to be able to spread this around and have folks be able to do it is really going to be a great thing. It really is.
Outstanding.
Well, congrats to you.
Yeah, congrats,
Ryan. How can
Ryan,
people help you? Give us
big responsibility.
You know, besides use your facility, and you can give us the address and your hours, but I mean, I'm sure you're open to cash donations as well.
100%. Yes. There's three big ways that we always look for help. You could be a donor of food, hosting a food drive. Maybe you're with a type club group or a company. Maybe you can spread awareness that way. Second is through a donation of funds. And third is being a volunteer.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, thanks for what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Rasmussen, Oshkosh Area Community Pantry. How many, could you just say generally ballpark, how many people you serve again, Ryan?
Right now we're doing 2,300 plus a month.
Wow. That's incredible. Good job, my friend. Wow.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate being on the show. Thanks for everything, and thanks for having me again.
Love having you on. Love our people in Oshkosh. Love that station you're sitting in right now. We're big fans of Oshkosh.
We
really are.
Awesome.
Anything we can do?
I missed you the last time you were in. You were just down here like earlier in the summer.
We'll catch you next time. We will.
We had a great time. Thanks, buddy. Ryan Rasmussen, Oshkosh Area Community Park Pantry. You need people like that, huh?
Boy,
and this area is so good with
like
people that, like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got. I got a cool text here I saw from earlier from TJ. Get in my car to head to work to hear absolute chaos over the mumps. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW. Yo,
I absolutely love this song.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just, why are we playing that? Because you like me.
Because I like you?
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Aha!
Jim, you got it right,
right
today.
All right. Ding, ding,
no,
ding, ding.
Honestly, I was showing that we've had so many changes in the studio this week.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you. It's been very stressful because it's additional great stuff, but you have to relearn everything you do. So instead of having one screen with five things on it, now I have four screens with 10 things on it.
It would take me 6 months.
And so I've had a couple of mistakes this morning, but I literally realized we had to get to break, and so that song was right there, and I pressed the button.
That's,
and that was it.
All right. Love it.
Hey, where's Nikki back there?
Nikki's around.
Nikki,
someplace.
Come here one quick second. Was she on Pete's show yesterday?
No.
No? Okay. I want to... Nikki!
No, Charo was on his show.
I know. I want to talk about that. I want to see if she listened to the show. How did he get Charo?
Well, she's going to be in Baraboo for one of her shows in October. And, you know, he does interviews all around the state. So she called in, and she did the Hoochie Coochie Coo for him. Talked to him about her show. She's still out there doing shows. She's in Las Vegas all the time.
I had
time.
No idea she was even still alive.
Talked about like Elvis and Sammy Davis and
listening.
Working with them and all that kind of stuff back in the day.
She is...
Charl?
Charl.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the show?
I didn't.
To her show.
Oh. Yeah. What's that?
She gave Pete an official invite to her show.
Really?
Wow. I think...
How old is she?
I don't know, but she was kind of hitting on him a little bit, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
And what do you think that's going to do for Pete's AI girlfriend? Sophia
Coppola.
Oh, that's
Coppola. Right.
He what?
That's
he's
right.
Got a little. He's got a little side AI going on.
Is that artificial intelligence?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you have an artificial intelligence girlfriend?
Well,
same kind of used to blow up, John. They just do it.
Oh, really?
It's now just online.
You know, I used to collect old sports magazines and all the wrestling, pro wrestling magazines. Like almost all the ads were for blow up dolls. Doesn't that say what?
We got to move on. That's
I still got funny. Some of them. It's unbelievable.
Broadcasting from Green Bay and Oshkosh.
And then I got got this one. I got to bring it in. And it's like,
no,
you know,
don't.
No,
you don't.
Wait a minute. No, it's not the doll. No, it's
the magazine.
It's the magazine.
Okay.
Okay, leave your doll at home.
And no, but here's the thing is, it's like, you know, order Sarah, and for just $5 more, her friend,
Natasha.
Why did you bring me in right when it goes off the rails?
Sorry. I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, I just wonder if you were on Schwab's show with Charo.
I wasn't on with her.
Okay, but you heard her?
I didn't listen.
Oh,
we had
listen.
A busy night last night, so I'm going to listen to the stream.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'd like
because
to hear that.
We can do that.
Yeah,
we can do that.
We can download that anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, why? Right. I'm disappointed in you.
Thanks for the chocolate.
Here we go.
Wow. Here we go. Airing of grievances.
Yep. Because, okay, by the way.
We should have a sound bed
we
for
will.
That.
I'll
yeah,
that.
We should. Airing of the grievances. Festus. Now, here's the deal. So that soup you gave me yesterday was great.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Tell the lady thank you very much.
I will. Okay. I will. That
so,
was so
because,
sweet.
Well, because you brought me that homemade soup yesterday.
Yeah.
From a lady.
Yep. Dear lady.
Not
neighbor.
That you're not a lady, but from a different lady.
Thanks.
And she said specifically, I love John Mino. I made this homemade soup for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying about that part, but let's just go with that.
Mm-hmm. I was nodding and playing along.
It's falling on deaf ears. Go ahead.
So would I? Okay, so here's the thing. No, Jim, here's the thing. So that is so nice of her. I mean, how nice, when somebody brings you homemade stuff like that.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice. I mean, when you do it, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, but anyway, so to reciprocate, I said, you know what, Nikki? Joe Cerruggi brought me this whole big thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. Take home for your hubby and the kids and the whole thing.
Nope.
What does she do?
Put it out, share.
And open the box up, which people won't open the box up. But if the box is open and the paper's off, people are going to eat that.
Well, that was the intent.
It was great. I mean, it's not like you really wanted to share it because
it was,
but you know, I'm on a total, protein diet,
24 hours.
Protein, I'm eating.
Well, I was tempting you. I was,
you did
baiting the hook for you to go back to candy and vodka diet.
Did you actually have some though?
I had to have the white chocolate almond.
Yeah.
I can't walk away. When I do those book signings at Cerruggi's and they put a plate of that.
Yeah.
I would.
The plate is sampled for the entire store and future buying customers. But no, Mr. Mino takes that as an entire single serving.
Would you put this in my car for me, please?
And they would, these nice little old ladies would come and refill. John, but your customers are
eating
a lot of this.
Joe was so generous to share.
Yeah, it was funny talking to Joe, and Johnny and I both know him pretty well. Pretty close to the vest on a lot of things, right? Like, he's got this recipe from 1899.
I love that. And I hope they have that inscribed
somewhere.
Oh, they do. Somewhere.
Believe me, it's written in Lebanese or whatever.
Seen that commercial for some app where people are, it's for old recipes.
Yes.
Like when you find grandma's recipes, you can
and
do the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We've got some recipes that I've used and they're not.
Creamed herring.
Well, no, it's just like it's more Polish stuff, but it's really hard to follow because they just wrote down.
Yeah.
They didn't write down really
measurements.
No measurements, and the ingredients were even a little bit like, okay, Grandma, we really don't have that. It's more like a recipe for her ingredient. You know, it's hard to follow. But I did put something together. My mom said it reminds her of when she was a kid, so it worked. But.
And you made it for her?
Everything, everything.
And it wasn't
back
too
then
spicy.
My mom doesn't like spice.
Was to taste, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just a little
bit
of
that. That's what it is.
No,
absolutely.
To taste.
They eyeballed it.
Yeah.
They
and
just willy nilly.
And I think it was TT, so I didn't even, I had to figure it out it was to taste. But it wasn't a lot of ingredients, and it was a lot of cheap ingredients. Polish didn't have a lot of money.
Sure.
And so they grew up with not a lot of money. Depression,
frugal.
Of course, very frugal. Germans had a little bit more meat and stuff in there. But it's fun. My parents were those two generations, and they really honored their generations through food.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, that's cool.
Yes.
Whatever happened to Fergie?
I kind of lost track of her after her and Josh Duhamel divorced.
I met him, kind of, at a Packer
game. Isn't he from Iowa?
I, like, shared an elevator with him at a Packer game.
Oh, I'm sure he remembers that.
Wow. And that's how
I was in I was in the same stadium as him. I was in the same stadium as him.
No, I was
82,000 people. We were in the same stadium.
At the Super Bowl, she performed the Super Bowl.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You've been listening to Mino and the Mayor on 97.9.
I'll give you that.
Wow, we're out of time. Nikki, thanks for joining us.
We got a fun show tomorrow.
Fun show tomorrow.
Dennis is in the house.
Yep. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.